Well, first of all, congratulations to the Bears. And also congratulations to the guy who schedules for the National Football League next week. We got the Buffalo Bills. Thank you, Lord.
There he is.
Love that.
That's Obie. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We need that.
All right. Ed Obradovich is joining us. Obie, I was watching that game. It's about the third overthrow Mitch Trubisky had in the, I think it was the second quarter. And I texted everybody else on the show. I'm like, oh, I would not want to be the studio furniture at WGN when those guys get in after this. They got the win. It was there were some very fine moments in that game, but it scares me because I want this team to be really, really, really good. I want them to be championship quality, and I just don't think Mitch Trubisky is there yet.
No, well, obviously he's not there. I mean, you know, anybody that tell you he's close or whatever, my God, he's so far away you can't even see him. You take Patrick Mahomes from Kansas City, the kid that went to Texas Tech. My God, Mark Carmen yesterday gave us some information regarding, Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes, and Mitch Trubisky wasn't even in this discussion, but it was head coaches. I believe it was head coaches. Andy Reid was one of them also. And they said that Patrick Mahomes was a 1-in-a-20-year quarterback.
That's true, though. That is true. He
and,
is a unique,
and I'm going to tell you
player.
Something. Well, you know, Ro, that was my pick, and it was, I mean, I was dead on. It was, I mean, there, to me, there was no argument. There's no way in God's green earth that you could tell me Trubisky was better than Patrick Mahomes. It's laughable. Patrick Mahomes is setting the league on fire. What has he had now? 4, 5, 6, 7 games, something like that, of over 300 yards. He has 26 touchdowns, and he is as accurate as Aaron Rodgers, and a kid can scramble. My God, what a mistake that was. The only hope we have is that this kid here in the last 8 weeks of the season can come alive, can grow up, can shut his big mouth after a game and get out on the field and play and hit his targets like he's supposed to. And but yesterday, what happened yesterday, I think there were some pretty good things. Boy, I'll tell you, I was very proud of the offensive line, especially in the second half. Jordan Howard, I mean, he ran, but I'll tell you what, the right side of our offensive line, I mean, I'm just sitting there watching this, and they just mauled the Jets' defensive line. I mean, my Lord, you could have drove a giant truck through there. And defensively, to hold those people to 57 yards running, that's good football at any level, at any time, in any weather, anywhere. So I was very proud of what they did yesterday, and let's just hope they can grow from it.
Yeah, they held the Jets to just 207 yards total on offense, so there was pretty good day defensively. You mentioned the right side of the line. Unfortunately, Kyle Long went down late in garbage time. You hate to see that, especially considering, look, the guy had procedures on his shoulder, elbow, and neck this offseason. He had that major reconstruction of his ankle a couple years ago, and they're calling it a foot injury right now. But
because there's no ankle left, that's why they have to call it a foot injury.
How significant is that, OB, if Kyle Long is going to be missing some significant time here? Do you like the depth they have in the line where somebody could step in, whether it's Eric Kush or whatever they decide to do?
Well, Kush was hurt too.
Yeah, they said he should be back this week, though.
And you got Daniels. Well, Daniels can play, and we know Kush can play. Now, but both of them played left guard. Now, can you play right guard? And you think, well, they're both playing. It's a left guard. It's a right guard. It should be a very easy transition. That's not so.
Right.
That's not so.
And they say they compare that to being like trying to do something. If you're right-handed, just trying to do it with your left hand over and over and over again. It's
yeah, it is. And Ro, but I'm going to tell you what, though. I always mention at this level, boy, you better be ready to go. When you're called upon to go wherever it is, you better be ready to go. Or I'll tell you what, bang, you're gone.
Wait, don't they, can they move Cody Whitehair over to right tackle?
I could tell you, they could put him at right guard. They could put him at right tackle, left tackle. One of the astonishing things was, and they put him at center. And but looks like so far he's doing okay. He had some real bad snaps at the beginning of the year. Now they're not so bad. So I think they'll be okay. If Kush comes back from his injury and Daniel, I think we'll be okay. And we've got plenty of time to get ready. We go up and we play Buffalo next week. And I tell you what, you couldn't get hopefully we're going to get on a roll now. We won this game, and I was really impressed the way the defensive line and especially our linebackers played, Ro, Kevin, Anna. I'll tell you what, those three linebackers, they were everywhere. They were all over the field. Trevathan, Smith, they were unbelievable. Our defensive line held their ground, and they just totally shut them down.
Hey,
that was great football.
Let me ask you about Roquan Smith, because he really is. Every week you're watching him develop even more. I mean, this is a great rookie trajectory for him, I think.
Well, the great thing about him is, I mean, he has that quickness. He's got speed. But what makes him a better player, he was a better, like the highest prospect, probably linebacker rated in the league, is his quickness. I mean, he's on you now.
Yeah.
He's all over you.
The closing
speed. A lot
of
linebackers have speed, but they don't have that quickness. And when you go back several years ago, and there was a guy by the name of Dick Butkus, who played middle linebacker, was 6'3", weighed 245. I'll tell you what, he had speed, but nothing like blinding speed like Smith. But I'll tell you what, Dick was as quick as a cat, and he could read, he could see what was going on, and he was all over you before you even got started. This is what I see in Smith. He's not the biggest kid in the world, but I'll tell you what, boy, does he have great quickness.
I'm glad you brought up Dick Butkus, because yesterday was the throwback day for the Bears. A lot of them were wearing old, former players' jerseys, and Roquan decided to wear Dick Butkus's jersey yesterday.
Go.
So that's fitting that you brought it up. One of the guys he played with at Georgia, Leonard Floyd, has been talked about a lot, and I think a lot of people are getting on Floyd because he doesn't have the sacks that we want to see out of a first-round pick, OB, but Aaron Lynch, his teammate, said that was the best game Floyd had all year. I know we need to see more sacks, but he's been pretty good against the run. He's been effective at times. What have you seen from Leonard Floyd this year?
Well, the position that he's playing, he's got to put pressure on the quarterback.
Right.
I mean, that's what that position. When you're the outside rush guy, you know, I mean, you're great. Listen, you got other people there to make tackles. Your ideal is to juke that offensive tackle inside, spin inside, dip your shoulder, come underneath, go around them like most of the great, Khalil Mack. I mean, my God, he gets around the tackle like you can't believe because he has this great quickness. But the thing that's disappointing, you know, this kid just didn't arrive here this year or last year. This kid's been around here a few years, and he's been hurt. And when I watch him rush, Kevin, when I watch him and he comes off that 2-point stance and he engages the tackle, okay, they pop him, they hit him, and they drive him straight up in the air. They put him straight up. You have no leverage. You have no strength when you're standing straight up. You got to be low and drive, and you're the one that has to deliver the blow, not take the blow. Watch him. When he rushes the passer, he'll engage the tackle, and bam, they pop him, and they stand him up, and basically his pass rush is done.
Yeah. I want to mention one statistic yesterday that came to my attention that was amazing. Tariq Cohen in that touchdown pass.
Wow, was that fun.
Reached a top speed of 21.45 miles an hour.
I don't even know how that's possible.
In that run. Now, I'm stopping and I'm thinking,
can't even get there on a bike.
What?
I know.
I know. I'm sure.
I mean, horses. I mean, it was like, you know, I would like, you know, there was.
And he's 5'9".
That was
right?
A beautiful play. They set up the Jets perfectly. You get Cohen in open space, and nobody. He outran his lineman by foot. Right.
That's what they called him. It was perfect. And I have an answer for you. Now, how they kid run so fast? When you're that small, you better be the fastest guy on the field.
That's true. That is true.
There's no other answer I can give you. That kid has to be real fast.
Yeah.
And the little guy, Gabriel, the receiver, he's smaller than Cohen, I think. He had a great block on that play.
He's not smaller than Cohen.
He's about there with Cohen.
I've
seen them standing next to each other. I'm telling you.
Did you tower over him?
Now, Gabriel had a pretty good day. Again, I'll get back to this in just a second, but I don't want to talk about Tariq Cohen for a second. My concern with him last year was, you know, he's in some cases half the size of the guys that he's playing with, and right. he's eventually going to get smushed. When he takes a hard hit, it is amazing how quickly he pops up and he is ready to go. I mean, he is a remarkable, remarkable athlete. Reminds me so much of Devin Hester in his first couple of years in terms mm-hmm. of that crazy streaky capability. And it
watch him go.
Yeah, he's just a ton of fun. All right, I want to go back. I'm sorry that I have to come back to this, but I must come back to this. OB, what can this issue with at least the outside when receivers are just running down the sideline in a deep out pattern? I have yet to have seen a Trubisky hit a guy in stride. There have been guys who come back and fought for the ball and won, but hitting a guy in stride the way that you see the other greats do it, including Patrick Mahomes yesterday, man.
Mahomes the Hall of Fame already. Give him the gold jacket.
Just be quiet for a second. Hold on. There was a play yesterday where literally the defenseman grabbed his shoulder pad as Mahomes was putting his arm back and then flicked a ball as fast as you've ever seen it right in between two defenders for
Did you see Mitch Trubisky's throw to Anthony Miller in the back of the end zone? The play that Trubisky rerouted at the line of scrimmage, then threw a back shoulder, threading it between two defenders, and then Miller caught in the back. You guys see that play too? Give him a gold jacket too. Help him.
I want to know, can they fix the... I mean, he's overthrowing guys on deep routes. What do we do about that?
My answer to a question like that is that I don't think it's a mystery. And I think when you go back to Matt Nagy, our coach, Nagy, whatever it is, and he said that he's going to protect him. And he said he'll never know when I'm protecting him. But here's what we are. We're a dink and a dunk offensive team / trick play artist. That's what we are. We dink and dunk. That's why sometimes you see in some games he has great percentages because of short little passes. Ding, 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 boom, boom, boom. That's what it's been. When he throws downfield, he is so far off. And what I believe is happening, that is going to be few and far between because he cannot make that pass. He cannot at this particular time. Maybe down the road he can, but right now he cannot make that hit.
Okay, I'd say what we're going to do is I'm going to put up a tire in the backyard at Hallis Hall.
But yeah. I'm going to put a beer can on the top of my head and say, Mitch, let's keep throwing until you hit this, all right, buddy? Come on.
Speaking of Trubisky, though, OB, he rushed for 132 yards the last two games, and I know you can't rely on that. Your quarterback can't be your leading rusher, obviously, but doesn't it set up a situation where the other team has to start defending against that, has to figure out answers for that when you've got a guy who's versatile and is capable of doing that kind of thing?
Excuse me, Anna. It's right there. On every defense that's called, Anna, in every football game, if it's peewee football, if it's high school, college, or pro, you have what you call containment, force, and fill. The containment guy, let's say Trubisky takes it and he rolls out to his right. The defense is left. Probably either the right cornerback or probably the right defensive end or the right linebacker, whatever the defense is called, he has containment. In other words, he goes as deep as that ball, he follows them. And why? Because you don't want them to spin around and try to come back. And that's the reason, and I can't believe how many times this has happened, and there's no containment.
Right.
That should be on every play. I don't care who it is, who you're playing, what team, where it is, especially when you got a guy that runs around like he does. It's a containment thing, and it's on every play. Somebody is responsible for the containment. You don't try to make the play from the backside, but you contain it and try to get it back in and let the pursuit come in and take care of it.
All right.
I hope I explained it good enough.
Yeah, you did.
Absolutely.
Okay. You never know because Buffalo has actually, you know, they sprung up and actually beat somebody this year. And that's
They're awful.
Me. They are awful.
You can beat the Bills with your backups. There's zero excuses this Sunday if they lose.
All right. Well, we're going to send Ohio State to go play them then. Because
they might beat them.
Mark Harmon asked, he said, like, who's the most valuable player today? I said, the guy that schedules the games for the National Football League.
Thank that guy. Send him a thank you note.
Really true.
You got it.
Really true. All right, thank you very
Thanks,
much.
OB.
Talk to you next week, OB.
You got it. Have a good night, people. Thank you.
You too. Happy Halloween.
Did you guys hear Tony Romo last night give a shout-out to Mel Nottis?
He did.
I loved it. I sent a little text over to Mel Nottis people and said, hey, guys. They were aware of it.
Do you think OB goes as OB for Halloween?
Oh.
I like the idea. Yes. Yes. Right? It's like when the boogeyman goes to sleep, he checks under his bed for OB. Yeah, he's a scary man at times.
I think Mr. OB appreciated that I didn't ask a question.
Yes, I think we all did.